This week's Cotton Newsline is five cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Beltwide Cotton Conference's coordinator. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We'll start with a luncheon and want to invite all of our consultants and other participants of that conference to come eat lunch. And then conference will start at 1 o'clock, and we're scheduled at this point to adjourn about 6.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Give us an overview of what they encountered last year, specifically talking about some of the issues, some of the challenges they had in the 2011 growing season, and really what they see as some of their upcoming issues for the 2012 crop, and maybe some of the ways they're going to address those issues. And I think that helps all the other consultants and decision makers really help solidify their game plan for the next year.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A whole host of other groups, extension specialists, extension agents, our ag dealers and retailers. We have a good number of people work from the store level throughout those organizations attend. Certainly our ag industry, our research and development guys, nearly all of those guys are there at that meeting. And we also have a lot of farmers that want a little more technical information than is generally provided during even the state production meetings that are scattered around the country. That's a good place for those folks to go.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So we'll start off with the overview from the consultants, and then we've got extension specialists lined up to really tell us what's new and what's coming down the road in terms of chemistries, technologies, and disciplines from entomology, nematology, and pathology, as well as our weed scientist. So they're going to come share some of the new things and what's coming down the road and really what their recommendations are for folks for this coming year. A lot of that's going to be based on what happened last year.
Cut five, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Ken Smith, the University of Arkansas, along with Stanley Culpepper, Larry Steckel, Jason Bonds, are going to go into a lot of details on that major pest that we have out there in our cotton patch in terms of a weed pest. We're also going to have a farmer visit with us, and then a county agent from Northeast Arkansas. The county agent's really going to discuss a success story they had in fighting pigweed in their county. So really, we're going to look at having some really good information on what to expect, what to look at, but we're also going to talk about some things that really worked and how they worked and maybe how to implement that on your farm or in your area.